One man who can fight through a man cold is Mike Moroney. Just a couple of reds, that'll scare it away. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, good, thanks. I think I actually bought it to Flamel, and I was back at my dad's 90th birthday and got it in New Zealand, and I've taken a while to shake it off, too.
So the trainer's hut...
It might have been the start of it.
It's gone through the trainer's hut, has it?
Yeah, must have, yeah.
That's a great innings by your old man. 90. When did you head over there?
That was a weekend before last. Yeah, went back for his 90th birthday, and he's at the races every time I've got a run of there, and at the track every morning from 5:30, so he's in good health.
Oh, that is brilliant. Well, he'll be pumped if you can get Chapada home in the Group 1 on Saturday in the South Australian Derby. He's obviously come through the disappointment in Sydney. Has he trained on well?
Yeah, he has. Look, he's a pretty push-button sort of horse. I mean, it's a long time since I've trained a three-year-old like him, but just no matter where you point him, he eats everything. He just travels well. He goes left-handed, right-handed. He handles most sorts of ground, but we did find a bit of chink in his armour in the Derby where he just couldn't handle that really, really deep, bluey, sort of messy track at Randwick.
I know you were very confident heading into that race, and he appeared to have the perfect run. So was that pretty much the only excuse that you could find?
That's what Ollie said. He just couldn't put his legs up out of the ground. So and that's the first time we've sort of... had a really clear run with him, and then that happened. So you'd say he's been pretty luckless for the whole year, really, so far. So he would be well-deserved to win the race if he does.
Has it been a tough task to try and keep him up, though? He's been up for a while now.
No, not at all. No. He's one of the lightest race horses in the race. This will be number five, start number five this campaign. So, no, it's been pretty simple.
And Willie Pike, you got the Wizard from the West on. How'd that come about?
Well, Ollie had to make an early decision. He's getting a bit of pressure put on him, I think. So he decided to run with Danny's horse. And so we just, William, he rode a really good race with our horse, the Derby. In the Adelaide Cup. And I thought he was the right person and would suit the horse. So we made a phone call and he said he was keen to ride him. So
how do you line up this South Australian Derby compared to what he's tackled? He showed he was one of the best in Victoria Derby. We can put a line through the Sydney Derby. Do you think he's better than these three-year-olds?
I think he is the class runner in the race. Mind you, I'm pretty biased, I suppose. But I really think he is. I think he should have won the Roseville Guineas. He got badly held up there, as he did in the Victorian Derby. Victorian Derby sort of was really from the before they turned for home till halfway down that he got it worse. They always show the last bit of the Derby, but it was all over for him before that. That's when he got held up for a good furlong and a half. And again, the same sort of thing happened in the Roseville Guineas. And he just lost five lengths when they were getting clear space. And he ran them to 2.5 lengths without really... I think Ollie was pretty easy on him late because he knew he was going to catch them, so he just made sure he ran third. So, all in all, I do think he's a class runner in the race. I think he's at well above the odds, well over the odds for a horse like him.
Yeah, he's currently $7. He'll be 9 into 7, so he still is good value. You've got one runner at Caulfield. You've got Bill LeBee, an open race. He's a young progressive galloper. Has he got enough class to win a Saturday Metro meeting?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of these three-year-olds that I've had out late, a lot of them have won their maidens, and I put them away in the spring. I couldn't get them right. And there's some talented ones amongst them, and he's one of them. He's got narrowly beaten last start and still learning his trade, but he's getting better and better as we go on this campaign. So, look, I know it's a bit of a throw at the stumps, but... this time of the year, that's probably a strong enough race. It's easy to win off by now, but it's remained quite strong. So, but look, he's a nice horse.
And you've got one runner up in Queensland, Doomben, as well. You've got She's a Thief, having its first start in Australia, a little Kiwi filly. You've got to take on the likes of Multaja and a few well-performed locals. How do you rate She's a Thief?
Yeah, well, look, she had surgery. And she seems to come to her right. She's won a race and been stakes placed again. She got beaten in the nose by the filly that that David Hayes has got now, that won one of the big three-year-old fillies races. And she was narrowly beaten by her. The Silent Whisper, is it? She was narrowly beaten by her in a Group 2, but like there's only a nose in it. But if she can bring that sort of form that she had at two, yeah, she'll be pretty competitive in the stakes races here, I would think.
And good to see Jake Bayliss back. You've brought him back to rider.
Yeah, well, he comes back over. I think he finds it a bit cold in New Zealand for the winter.
Yeah.
So he stuck over last year without riding for us. But, look, he's won on her. And we've bought mainly the horses we've taken to Queensland are all from New Zealand. So Far Tribal Wisdom. So the rest are all going to be from New Zealand.
Mike, good luck on Saturday, especially with Chapada and the South Australian Derby.
Okay, thanks for that.
Good on you, mate.